and talk about blessing. It's an interesting time to talk about blessing, isn't it? Because it's been difficult. We've had a lot of difficult months, more than a difficult year. And you talk about health or wealth, many people have lost jobs, many people have lost their lives. And so I think we need to grasp hold of what it means to be blessed by God in understanding that it's not about health and wealth. That's a lot of times what we think about, isn't it? There are whole churches that orient themselves to the idea that if you're a child of God, you will be blessed with health and with wealth. You know, that is not scripturally based. The blessing of God is the impartment of life. It's God imparting life to us. And that life is life that we need for eternity. That life is the life that we live right here and now. That life is the things that we need, but it's really about life. God imparting life to us. That is the blessing. And as I was going through my notes, I read an old note that I just think is so appropriate that we all need to consider. You have not yet fully understood the blessing that you have become to others. You have not yet fully understood the blessing that you have become to others. You see, when Christ Jesus called you to himself, he didn't just call you to himself for your own sake. He did for your sake, but he also called you to himself for the sake of those around you. And not just those around you, but we're going to see today that it's just spheres of influence that Kilpatrick United Brethren Church is to have from this place right in Michigan where you don't even really get great wireless, right? But you do get the power of the Holy Spirit of God who is on you and who has the ability to empower you to influence your community and the world because you are blessed. The blessing originally happened in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. It says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth, subdue it, rule over the fish and the sea, the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves along the ground. That was the first blessing to Adam and Eve. And you know, if we hadn't sinned, if we didn't have this sinful nature, that would still be our role. We would actually be reigning and ruling over the earth as God had intended without all the pollution and all the hardship. We would actually have found ways in the economy of God to rule this earth as it was meant to be. It was the original blessing. But you know what happened after this blessing was given in chapter 1 of Genesis? Chapter 2 came, and Adam and Eve are seduced by a serpent snake, a representative of Satan himself, who convinced them that they should be themselves like God. And from that moment, everything changed. So that in Genesis chapter 3, the first murder between brothers, the first two brothers, one killed the other. By Genesis chapter 6, a flood. And that flood isn't the little nursery flood of animals coming to the ark. That is a devastation of the entire humanity, except for eight people, because God wanted to rid the earth of its wickedness because man's inclination was evil all the time. And then by Genesis chapters 10 and 11, the nations. And the nations began to bring themselves up to build up a tower so that they might reach the heavens so they could make a name for themselves. This is what happens between the blessing of Genesis chapter 1 and what happens in Genesis 11. All these things that go against and counter to God, and God comes to Abram and he says, Abram, look, I want to tell you what I want to do. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. Now, there are some things in there that are not for us. God is not calling you to become a great nation. That is not a call to you. God is not necessarily going to make your name great. He could. Your name can be good. You might have a great name. That was a blessing, and that was what God says. Notice, I will. Abram didn't have to do those things. God was going to do them. But look between the lines. I will bless you, Abram. That's the original blessing, the same blessing that God had given to Adam and Eve. God is saying, I want to return to blessing, because that's what I intended from the beginning. And you will be a blessing. Now, there's two ways to interpret or to translate for that from the original Hebrew language. One is this way, to suggest that you will be a blessing as a promise. You are going to be a blessing to others because of your relationship with God. Because I have blessed you, you will be a blessing. The other way to interpret it is an imperative or a command that says, and be a blessing. We don't know which one for sure is right, but you know, they both have the same implication. We were meant to be a blessing to others because of the life imparted in us. We are blessed to be the blessing. And so when we talk about these opportunities, and Neil's referred not only to the ones today, but you have literally, one thing that's happened to me in missions is I've realized that we don't not have, let me say that again. We have so much going on, we can't all be part of it. You might think there's not enough happening in the Christian world. That's not the problem. The problem is getting people connected to what God is already doing. There are things happening all over the world through different denominations, through different believers, through different churches, and God is empowering it. And the question is, are you bringing your blessing to it? The life that God has imparted to you, are you pouring it out into those things? The Lord said to Abram, go forth. This is now verse 1, by the way. Go forth from your country, your people, and your father's household to a land I will show you. Now, the reason I started with verse 2 instead of verse 1 is because this is the scary verse, right? This is the scary verse because this is when a pastor gets up or a missionary gets up and starts looking at people and says, now, has God called you to go to Africa like that 31-year-old that died and his family died, right? Well, maybe he has, but I haven't. What does it say? The Lord had said to Abram. But it's possible God is calling you. It's possible that he's calling you. And what did God call Abram to? Look at the spheres. I want you to leave your country. Now that's a big spear. Think about your own country. How many different people groups are there? How many different ethnicities? How much? Not just your country, Abram. I want you to leave your people, your folks that you know, folks around, if it were for you all. Kilpatrick might be from Michigan, family, friends. Not only do I want you to leave that, I want you to leave your father's house. And friends, that's what missionaries do on a regular basis. The pictures of the Glunts, the pictures of the Pachecos, you know what they do? They sell their homes, their goods. They let go of it all on the fact that they believe God has called them to bless people who need the touch and life imparted through Jesus Christ, because God has called us to be the blessing. It's through us that God blesses. And then God said in Genesis chapter 22 now, look at the spheres. Then God said to Abram, take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain. God will show you. Look at the spheres. Take your son, could be Ishmael, could be Isaac. No, take your one and only son whom you love, Isaac. Don't miss the fact that when God calls us, he shows us what he wants us to do, but he also leaves ambiguity for faith. What did he say? I'll take you to a mountain, what I will show you. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, it says, the Lord said to Abram, go to your country, from your country, your people, your father's household, and the land I will show you. Recognize that he did not know where he was going when he left his homeland. Then in verse 7, it says this, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, to your offspring I will, what? Give this land. Do you see what happened there? God says, go, I'm going to show it to you. And then once Abram got there, what did God say? Now I'm going to give it to you. Now I'm going to give it to you. By faith, Hebrews 11, chapter 8, or 11, verse 8, by faith, Abram, when called to go to a place he would later receive as inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. It is by faith. And that is another lesson of blessing. We have to act on faith if we are going to pass the blessing from ourselves to another. The pregnancy center in Odessa did not get there except that someone from Alpha had faith to establish it. Nicole and Galen on university campus did not have people except that you empowered Kara and Sean and their family to be present so that they might have direction in their life. In Costa Rica, in Thailand, in Africa, no matter where we're going, we have to act. And that's what I say to you, church. God may not be calling you to go and leave all that you have, but God is still calling us to act. Because God has imparted life in us, and we are meant to be the blessing. And so whether that's your next-door neighbor or someone you don't know across the world, that's what God has called us to. That's the kind of life God... And that, my friends, is where the blessing resides even for us. It's not just in the health and the wealth. It is in the sharing of life with one another. But you will receive power. Chapter 1, verse 8, see the spheres. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit empowers you to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Just right now, just see the spheres. Those are the call to us. God has called us to each of those spheres and to act with faith in each of those spheres. This is a story from Thailand. This was our trip that we've referred to a couple of times. You see some of your locals, your own? Yeah, Neil and Derek. I'm sorry, not, yeah, Leon and Derek. I'm sorry. Thank you, Neil. Are there, and you see the boy between them, the young man. We were at a university student helping them to understand what it was to play American games, but really sharing life together. And that young man, you'll see him here now. I'll just call him Lim just to give him a name, but that's not really his name. We had a chance to really invest our lives with him. In fact, he helped me in a great way. I hurt my finger, injured my finger, and he walked with me through the whole process of getting aid. Our missionary there named Paula, she has been giving him scripture to be able to interpret and translate over the time after we had been there. And then he was killed in an accident on a motorcycle. You see, we never know and we never fully understand the kind of blessing that we really might be. We don't know the impact. I don't know the eternal destiny for Lim. God does. What I do know is he had people invested in his life because people were willing to leave and go and come and support the ministry. You have not yet fully understand the blessing that you have become to others. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those, or whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples will be blessed through you. This is the conclusion of the blessing. We're not going to talk about the blessing and the curses. Rocky's going to teach you about that some other time, all right? All peoples on earth, Genesis chapter 26, verse 3, stay in the land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For you and your descendants, I will give all these lands, and I'll confirm on oath, I swore to your father Abraham, I will make your descendants as numerous as stars in the sky, and I'll give them these lands, and through your offspring, all nations will be blessed on earth. You know what's important about that? That's not a blessing to Abraham, that's a blessing to Isaac. Do you see how the blessing is being passed down? And do you understand that that blessing is now passed down to us? And do you know who the offspring is? You know what that word offspring really is? It's seed in the singular. There's a seed coming out of the loins of Abraham, out of his son, out of this line, who will be one who will bring blessing to all people. And that is our Lord Jesus Christ. And in being in Jesus Christ, we are part of the blessing. It is ours to bless those around us. You will be my witnesses. It's a promise. It's not an imperative. It's a promise. God is going to make you a witness. Now just get on board with him and allow the blessing to flow through you as you act on faith, whether that's locally, regionally, or to the ends of the earth. Blessed. That's what we are. That's what this day is about. Reach out with your blessing. Reach out with your life because you have life in Christ.
Thank you, Steve. I can tell you that there is no greater way to live than doing what God wants you to do. And it's an honor and a privilege to be a part of a congregation who looks beyond a little tiny place in Michigan and looks beyond that little place to around the world. And I know for our lives, my life, my wife, the call of God to leave Oklahoma and go to a pagan land. He led us to a place that we did not know. And honestly, when he called us into ministry, we had no clue where he was going to lead us. But where he has led us, he has provided. And it's just an incredible truth to hear this morning that we've been blessed to do what? To bless someone else. And you may be sitting here this morning thinking, I don't have anything to offer. Really? The seed. Jesus Christ is who you have to offer. And he is the giver of life, eternal life, which begins here and now and impacts us through this life into eternity. I'm not going to preach this morning, but you have a responsibility. I have a responsibility to be reaching out into our community and around the world. And my prayer is that God will help us to be faithful and obedient to him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for what we've heard this morning. And again, we're celebrating what you've done and thanking you for allowing us to be a little part of what's going on around this world. We ask that you will help us to be faithful. As you prompt our hearts, you may have a calling. You may be calling someone here to give up everything to go. You may be calling someone to give up finances to help. Whatever you're calling us to do, maybe it's to go to our next door neighbor. Whatever it is, God, may we be your arms, your hands, your feet, reaching into this world. We praise you for who you are. Guide us in our lives, and may we be faithful. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.